This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of May. You hear that music, you know it's time to talk soccer with our own Jason Longshore. I just sent I just told Noel wanted this video, and I talked about this a few weeks ago. This band is incredible. I'll talk about it the next segment. But you going to Vegas, don't look for lounge acts anymore. The best ones are on the street. I just sent one of the guys outside of a CVS next to the Flamingo Hotel, and it... Hopefully we can play it here soon. But Jason, as we welcome you this morning, thank you and you again. Throughout the show, we have asked our guest, because today is one of those days where a bucket list event is taking place, and that's the Kentucky Derby. My question to you is that one of yours, or give us one of those that you haven't been to you'd kind of like to go to?
I think it's coming here next summer, but go ahead.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a couple of big ones next summer that okay, I'm going to hopefully be involved in some form or capacity. World Cup semifinal here in Atlanta, never been to one of those. World Cup final at MetLife, never been to one of those. Kentucky Derby is cool. I lived in Lexington, Kentucky when I was in middle school and my first 2 years of high school. So not quite Louisville, but close. So I got a feel for what that's like, and it's totally unique. You know, when you're there in the state and in the vicinity and in kind of the horse racing industry, like, it is an entire week of activities. It's a huge deal. Never had the chance to go. It'd be cool. You know, I definitely wouldn't turn it down, but it's not like on my bucket list of something I'm going to pay an obscene amount of money for.
My thing is, and you brought up something that I'm actually curious about, when you talked about what's going to happen next year, and you said it very confidently as if you'd be able to get tickets to that, whether it's the final or anywhere else you wanted to go while the World Cup's here in North America. Can you buy tickets to the final now?
Not yet.
That's what I was curious about. Like,
you got to be in a lottery or something, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think the process is going to start late summer, maybe early fall, for tickets being available to whatever that process looks like. And I'm not 100% sure clued in on how that's going to go. I know there are tickets that are popping up on resale sites. I saw that this past week, and do not buy them. One, they're crazy high expensive, which they probably will be in general. But right now, nobody has tickets. Nobody has any guarantees to tickets. So don't buy tickets on a resale site for World Cup next year.
A public service
until they're actually available.
Public service announcement from our own Jason Longshore.
There we go.
Helping out the audience there. All right, man. Listen, we gave you praise earlier. We said that you have done yeoman's work trying to bring the positive this season when it comes to this team, and they get ready to go up against Nashville today. 1:30 pregame, kick at 2:30. Tell us about this matchup today and the chances of these guys getting the win.
You gotta find something here if you're Atlanta United. I mean, this is a team that's more talented than its record. It's a team that, you know, early in the season we talked about they're producing chances, they're not getting up that many, things aren't going their way, that'll turn. I think the problem is, and this is something that is really hard to quantify in sports, and you know, we've all been trying to have this conversation and explain it, because you're not going to find it in a stat sheet. You're not going to find it in a set of numbers in a spreadsheet that comes out of a game. To me, when you have the extended run early in the season where you're playing well but not being rewarded for it, and that's sports, right? It happens. You know, we can. That's why we love this, because it is unpredictable. Well, when you have a long run like that, sometimes you lose confidence. You lose just your center in terms of, you know, being able to stay patient and handle adversity. And sometimes you press too much and you start trying to do too much. Sometimes you get kind of paralyzed by anxiety a little bit of, you know, something's going to go wrong. And that's what I've seen in these past two, maybe three games, where the team has not looked mentally the way that they did earlier in the season. And that's a hard thing to snap out of. Sometimes you can do it just because the game takes you there. Sometimes you get a fortunate bounce. You get a deflected goal early, and that gives you a jolt of confidence. Sometimes your goalkeeper, Brad Kazan, makes a couple of big saves. That gives you confidence. The fans can give you that boost of energy. There's so many different things just in the course of a match that can change your mental state in it. But Atlanta's got to find whatever that is. Can you change it with, you know, lineup? Can you change it with formation? Can you change it with a tactic early on? They've got to find something to be in a better place mentally, especially from a confidence perspective, against the team in Nashville that is going to be feeling very confident after scoring 7 goals last week. Now, you go back and you look at it and you look at the 7 goals, it's not like they created 7 goals out of thin air with free-flowing soccer. It was a couple of penalties, which they created, but it's penalties, it's set pieces, and then they took control and they dented Chicago's confidence. Game State plays into it too. But Nashville will be feeling good. Atlanta needs to find a way to feel good going into this game, and that's really what I'm going to be zeroed in on the first 15, 20 minutes, is how does Atlanta look? Do they look confident? Do they look like they can handle getting out of this funk that they're in?
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline this morning with Jason Longshore. He's going to be on the call this afternoon. Mike Conte for Atlanta United. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshoe. At Longshoe. Health. Is this a healthy team? Any injuries that are causing this team to misfire like we're seeing? I mean, that's the other thing you worry about. Physically, is everybody where they need to be?
Yeah, I don't think it's down to injuries. You are missing Steon Gregerson and Tristan Muyamba, and Muyamba especially was playing very, very well before he was injured in Philadelphia. So that's been a miss for sure. You've missed Derek Williams as well. He is back in contention today. Would not be surprised to see him play significant minutes today, and he's a big leadership factor in that back line. That's part of it. You know, I don't think it's all of it. I really... You know, we were talking about this in a cheap plug on The Intersection on Thursday night, myself and Noel. We were talking about how you get these similarities between soccer and basketball. And it's really the only other sport that I can think of where you see confidence manifest itself in the way that a team plays. You know, you start missing shots and that can be contagious. In soccer, I think it has a factor too, just the free-flowing nature of the two sports. It's more of that than the absences, although Derek Williams could be an impactful return today just because of his experience. And, you know, guys who've been around the block a few more times than maybe some of the younger players can handle those ebbs and flows that you get in a game and in a season a little bit better. Hopefully Williams can provide a little more stability to the group today if he gets in.
Also, don't forget, you know, each and every week, and Jason Longshore has Atlanta Soccer Tonight for you. Just gets you all set with everything that get you ready for Atlanta United and see if they get come up with a positive outcome this week. I was with Jason earlier this week, and it was really exciting to be with you in the soccer down here and just see some people and some of the enthusiasm, not just for the game now, but for what is to come. And I thought it was very interesting. I'm so glad I was invited to be a part of it. We can share a little bit about what it was and just a little meet and greet, but just some of the people who are going to be involved with what we're going to be seeing in the coming months are just starting to get together. And I believe some things like this are starting to happen, you know, with some great frequency as we get closer.
Yeah, it's only going to increase. And what I'm loving that I'm starting to see and hopefully having an impact on, because I think it's really important. You know, we talk Atlanta United all the time, and that's the day to day, and we need to, and we should. And it's, you know, the touchstone for a lot of people in the soccer community in the city and in the state. But there's so much else going on, and you have 30 plus college programs at all the different levels, hundreds of high school programs, and you're into the Sweet 16 right now. A few teams have to finish up Sweet 16 games this weekend or on Monday because of weather last night. Next week, it's the quarterfinals and the semifinals. It's not just the old, you know, established powerhouses in the metro area that are making runs in the state tournament. You got youth soccer everywhere, men's, women's. It's everybody is affecting the growth of soccer in the state and in this region. And I think you're starting to see more of those connections between the different groups. And it's something that, you know, in my life being in soccer in this area, it's been kind of walled off in certain areas. You know, like it's been siloed in certain areas. Youth has been separate from pro. College has been a different universe than the professional side. The high school game is separate from the youth club side. I think you're starting to see a lot of that breakdown, and it needs to, because for the health of the game, it's not just the World Cup coming. It's not just Atlanta United. It's every single aspect of it, because they all impact the game for the next generation of kids coming through. But there's so many connecting points between pro, college, high school, youth, international, that we need to build those connections, and it's cool to see that coming together.
Man, I got three more questions for him, but we're up against it, so I'm gonna have to say but actually they're not time sensitive.
Okay,
because it has to do with, as he was talking about, the growth, Jason, and the reasons for it, and there are many. And I just speculate on a couple. You know, is there going to be another need for another Messi? Well, there's only one Messi, and Cristiano Ronaldo's not coming here. So who's going to be that all-time great or great that comes and maybe works?
You don't need it.
Pardon?
You don't need it, I don't think.
Okay.
I think you're past it, and Messi, you're right, is special. You know, there'll be another, maybe it's Lamine Yamal, who's at Barcelona right now and isn't even 18 and scoring incredible goals in the Champions League this past week. Maybe he's the next global icon.
Right.
He's incredible. I mean, 100 games at less than 18 years old, it's insane. Maybe he's that guy. You know, he might be. And maybe he plays in the U.S. in 15 years, in 10 years. Who knows? It's possible. But even Messi, if Messi didn't come, it's not like this stuff doesn't happen. I think you get accelerated elements when somebody like Messi shows. Right. But it's not essential. It's not Pelé coming in the 70s. It's not even, I think, Beckham, who just turned 50, when he came to MLS, that had a profound impact on the business of soccer in this country. Right. I don't know if there's anybody that is necessary to do that ever again. Doesn't mean they won't be impactful when they show up here, but it's not necessary because all of the roots are strong now like they weren't back then.
There you go.
Yeah.
No better spokesperson for the sport.